You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. My name is Lou Need, and I am your host, and it is an honor to be with you today because I want to personally wish you a merry, merry Christmas and that you have a great time with family and you get some goodies, hoping that whatever is on your wish list does show up under the tree on Wednesday. As we celebrate the festivities and enjoy each other's company, let's not forget about those who don't have families this time of the year, who are actually very sad and very broken. And let's think about the homeless individuals and see how we can make an impact. See how you as an individual can go out and share some joy. Give a gift card, buy a $10 McDonald's gift card, and give that to a homeless person. They'll have a meal for the day. They'll have a meal for the next day. Bring a blanket. Share that. Anything you can do to actually serve somebody else during this season will be a blessing for you tenfold in the next year. So please consider seeking to serve those who are in need outside of our immediate circle. And I say this because my fiance does this thing where he buys $100 worth of McDonald's gift card. And whenever he is at a stoplight and a homeless person approaches him, he does not hand them money, but he hands him a $10 gift card to go out and buy a meal so that he knows that they're eating and they're not using the money for alcohol or drugs, but they have actual food to sustain them. And I think it's a great idea. I partake in it as well. I joined him and started doing that. And that's just an amazing man that he is. He is teaching me a lot, and I am grateful for him. But I wanted to share that with you, and morning enthusiasts, so that you know the little things that you can do this time of year or throughout the year to actually help another person in need. So with that said, guys, let's get into today's episode. It is a short one. Today we are going to discuss a pleasing personality. So we've been going through this series with 17 principles to be successful, to get rich. And this is number 6. Nope, this is number 5. Having a pleasing personality, which will help you become successful in life, in business, in your family, you name it. And there's ways that you can change your personality. And I'm going to break some of those down for you today so you can actually check yourself. See where you fit in this list and make a note so that you'll have something to work on for the new year. I know we're going to have New Year's resolutions, and this could be something for you to consider to work on. It's improving your personality because all the successful people have pleasing personalities. So let's jump right in. Our personality is literally the sum total of our mental, spiritual, and physical traits and habits that distinguishes us from other people. It is the factor that determines whether we are liked or disliked. And I'm not talking about Facebook likes and social media likes. I'm talking about somebody really want to enjoy your company. Somebody wants to hang out with you. When you walk into the room, you light up the room. You're pleasing. They want to be around you. Versus when you leave the room, they're like, phew, glad that person's gone. Because you carry an energy with you that people can read. A pleasing personality determines, again, whether people are attracted to you or they want to stay away from you. You know how the saying goes, the eyes are the window to the soul. Well, your personality is the window in which you show your character to the world. It is your trademark by which people recognize you. It is the thing which determines your success or failure in all relationships, business or personal. So I've been doing some research and found out that your personality, our personality, my personality consists of more than 30 different traits and characteristics. Now, I won't have the time in this episode to go through them all, but I will give you a few that you can highlight and take notice of. So let's start. Let's start with the most important trait of your personality. That is your mental attitude. This is a trait with which you attract people to you or you repel them from you. In a nutshell, your mental attitude must be positive if you want to attract people to you. So how do other people know whether your mental attitude is positive or negative? Well, the answer is very easy because other people tune in and pick up your mental attitude by telepathy, using a sixth sense without you having to say a word. There are other ways that they can tell whether your mental attitude is negative or positive. You disclose this information by the tone of your voice, whether it is pleasant, whether it is soft, high pitch, harsh, or amicable, and by the expression on your face. So be careful with that mean mug. The next most important trait of your personality consists of your flexibility of your mental attitude or your lack of. If you're flexible, you adjust yourself to all the circumstances in your relationships, right? With other people. So you don't lose your composure. You don't allow other people to make you irritable or get angry. Now, why does this matter? Well, you cannot control the actions of other people, which might justify you becoming irritated by them. But you can control your reaction to all circumstances by exercising your ability to be flexible mentally. You can control how you think, how you process things emotionally. You control you. So remember, if you have flexibility of your mental attitude, it will be impossible for anyone to make you angry or to irritate you without your consent. This goes into the psychological term locus of control. Internal locus of control says simply that you have control of your life. And external locus control says that people have attributes their success or failure to outside influences. And you gotta be able to have internal locus control where you believe you control what you do and how you respond to other people and the circumstances in your life. The third most impressive trait of a pleasing personality is the ability to control and direct your emotion of enthusiasm. It's great to be enthusiastic about life and any endeavor that you partake in, but you must be able to turn it on and off, just as if you were to turn on and off the water from a kitchen faucet. Uncontrolled enthusiasm makes people suspicious of you and your intentions. The fourth most important trait of a pleasing personality is sincerity of purpose. The person who is not sincere in their relationships with others is likely to be rejected because no one is attracted to a person who loves to deceive others. Simple as that. Sincerity is one quality of character which you cannot be successful if you don't have it. We're talking about those white lies, throwing others under the bus, gossiping, talking bad about others behind their backs. I'm telling you, what you do to another person, you do to yourself. If you speak maliciously about someone, you better believe that person is talking bad about you. Why? Well, you know how when you are thinking about someone and they suddenly call or text you? That is thought transference. You sent out a frequency, an energy that the other person received. It's the same thing if you are wishing worse for someone. They will return that same energy and you don't have to even say a word. That is telepathy, my friends. We are magical in that way. So I would be very careful when the next time you find yourself thinking negative or bad about somebody else or you want to say something bad, instead of saying it out loud because words are powerful, words become things. I would write it down and then after you put it on paper, tear it up or write it on the sand. I can do that in California, even this time of year. I went to the beach yesterday. If you need to write it in the sand and watch the wave wash it away, do that. But do not think or say anything bad about another person, because they will come back to you. Now, there are 26 other important traits that give you a pleasing personality, but I simply do not have the time to get into them in this episode. So now I would love to turn our attention over to some of the common habits which can destroy a pleasing personality. So, like I said earlier, check yourself before you wreck yourself. I'm telling you to get a notepad out and check off some of these if they apply to you, because this will be something you can work on to improve your personality. One of the most destructive habits which can make one's personality sour is when they are in a conversation, they have the habit of breaking in and running away with the conversation. You're in a group, you're talking, and somebody just jumps in and make the conversation about them, or they have nothing of substance to add, but, oh, I was in that situation too, and this is what I did. This is what happened. Unsolicited advice. You didn't ask for their advice to begin with, but two, the most important thing that took place here, you just jumped in and ran away with the conversation, took the attention away from you. That's not a pleasing personality. Another one is sarcasm. Being sarcastic in an effort to be funny. That, my friend, will only repel others from you. A third one is vanity expressed by either words or action is another habit that will make you very unpopular. And four, indifference in listening while others are speaking. If you are to be noticed and liked, you have to understand that it's more profitable for you to be a good listener than it is for you to be a good talker. I'm the oldest out of four from my mom's side, and I like to tell my siblings, God gave us one mouth and two ears so we can listen twice as much, because you will always have something to learn while listening to others, but you'll never learn anything from hearing yourself talk. Another habit that is destructive to a person's personality is the attempt to flatter, where flattery is obviously not deserved. Now, only give compliments when it is deemed deserving. Less is more here. Well, let me define flattery for you so you can make a decision for yourself. Flattery is defined as lavish, insincere praise and compliment that you give someone only to further your own interests. So, tread lightly, my friend, when you're throwing out those compliments. Only give them if they are deserving and if they are sincere, because people will not want to be around you if you're always throwing out the flattery card. Number six, the habit of finding fault with the world at large and the people in general is never a popular habit, and it will wreck your personality, because then you're just a pessimist. You're just a negative Nancy. You just simply can't find any good in the world, can't find any good with any situation. And that is a direct reflection of yourself. That is a direct reflection of how you see yourself. That is a direct reflection of who you are. And so I would advise you to try to find something to be grateful for on a daily basis. Check yourself in the mirror and see your true beauty. Try to find something that you like about yourself. Highlight that day in and day out until it becomes normal for you to say, you know, I like the way my lip, I like the way my skin looks, whatever it may be, because that will help you in return to see beauty in the world. Because how you perceive the world is how you perceive yourself. And I give the lip example because growing up, that was my flaw. In middle school, I got teased a lot because my lips was fuller than the rest of the kids. So I would be called big lips all the time. I would go home and simply cry about it because I didn't like the way my lips looked. They were bigger. They were full. And it was the first thing I realized people saw it when they see me. And after a while, it made me very insecure. So I had to learn to look at myself in the mirror and realize I had to get comfortable with the way I look. I had to get comfortable with my own lips. And so I took that same advice and kept saying, you know, my lips are fine. They fit my face. They match my high cheekbones. And so after a while of saying that, it became normal. It was like, I am beautiful, regardless of the size of my lips. Number 7, one of the very worst habits which will destroy your personality is openly and directly challenging those you disagree with. And for no particular reason at all, but simply to be on the opposing side. It's exhausting. And then you become a very exhausting person to be around. So be mindful of that. Number 8, the habit of volunteering unsolicited advice to others who have not requested it. This is a big one. This will make you intolerable. Free advice usually is considered to be worth just what it costs, which is nothing but the patience in which it takes to listen to it. So keep it to yourself until somebody asks you for it, because unless somebody pays for something, then it's not valuable to them. Unless somebody takes an action and asks you for advice, then it's not valuable to them. They're not listening for it. All right. So remember this, if you are not liked by others, you may be sure there is a reason which you can detect and you can actually do something about to correct. It's unusual for one person to dislike another without a reason. It just doesn't happen. And you have haters. It's probably because you need to do some soul searching and see if you have any of those habits that may negatively affect your personality. Going back to the locus of control again, is it internal where you control your personality, or is it external where you allow others to shape your personality? Think about it. Before you can make full use of the master key to success, which is the point of this series, you will need to make your personality pleasing. That's one of the principles. This will require some courage from you. It will require you to be honest with yourself. So this is it for today's show. If you recognize any of these traits within yourself, take a note and then address them. Address them in the next new year so you can have a pleasing personality. And so until next time, guys, may you be healthy, may you be happy, and may you be at peace. Again, I wish you a Merry Christmas. So I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Stay blessed.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.